Jeff. I'm the man you're looking for. I'm Barney.
Bloody pulp. But if I die, you'll never know. I'm sorry, were you done?
You're gonna tell me where she is.
There's only one way for you to find out.
How?
One.
How?
If you've never sung up on your album, ladies and gentlemen, it's called God Is Dead. Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah.
mouth for dirty women.
What's wrong with him?
My first thought would be a lot.
County, and I drive the main road, searching in the sun for another overload. I hear you singing in the wire, I can hear you through the whine. and the Wichita lineman is still on the line. I know I need a small vacation, but it don't look like rain. And if it snows, that stretch down south won't ever stand the strain. And I need you more than want you, and I want you for all time. And the Wichita lineman is still on the for all time, and the Wichita lineman is still on the
Sherry, this is the place. Smells just like it.
Hell stink,
I'm sure all of you people have got to be asking yourself, what would a man of my stature, of my class, be doing in a place like this? Well, in an effort to bring you the truth and illustrate a point and teach you what Tito Santana, El Matador, is really all about, I have lowered my own personal standard. I have crossed the border into El Matadorville, and I am in the very neighborhood, in front of the very home, where Tito Santana grew up as a boy. Now, one picture is worth a million words. Feast your eyes on that. Now, you can tell by looking at this work of art that there was a lot of time and effort and love put into building this home. I believe it was built by that famous Mexican architect, Señor Slum. And what have we here, Sherry? I believe this is the local shrine. This is the very bed that Tito Santana slept on as a boy.
Oh, mucho que gracia, Dad, it's moving!
Don't touch anything, Sherry. Don't touch anything. Oh, what a work of splendor. Just take a look around. And listen.
What?
Listen. Do you hear all that?
What?
All the hustle and bustle and activity in this community.
No.
You know that these people must be a very hard-working, industrious people, much like Tito Santana himself. And if you think this is bad, you ain't seen nothing yet.
Oh, let's go. Please, let's go.
Okay, sure.
Please, let's
okay,
get
let's
out
get
of
back
here.
In the car.
Let's go let's back to the car.
Now the flames, they follow Joan of Arc as she came riding through the dark. No moon to keep her armor bright, no
no man to get her through this very smoky night. She said, I'm tired of the war. I want the kind of work I had before. A wedding dress or something white to wear upon my swollen appetite. La la la, la la la, la 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 la. La 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 la. La 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 la. Well, I'm glad to hear you talk this way. You know, I've watched you riding every day. Something in me yearns to win such a cold and lonesome heroine. And who are you? She sternly spoke to the one beneath the smoke. Why, I'm fire, he replied, and I love your solitude, I love your pride. La la la, la la la, la 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 la. 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 Then fire, make your body cold. I'm gonna give you mine to hold. Saying this, she climbed inside to be his one, to be his only bride. And deep into his fiery heart, he took the dust of Joan of Arc, and high above the wedding guests, he hung the ashes of her wedding dress. La la la, la la la, la 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 la. La 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 la. La 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 la. La 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 la. It was deep into his fiery heart, he took the dust of Joan of Arc, and then she clearly understood, if he was fire, oh, then she must be wood. I saw her wince, I saw her cry, I saw the glory in her eyes.
myself, I long for love and light. But must it come so cruel, and oh so bright? La la la, la la la, la 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 la.
Back. 7 years in Folsom. In the hole for three. McNeil before that. McNeil is tough, as they say.
You looking to become a penologist?
You looking to go back? You know, I chase down some crews, guys just looking to fuck up, get busted back. At you?
You must have worked some dipshit crews.
I worked all kinds.
You see me doing thrill-seeker liquor store holdups with a Born to Lose tattoo on my chest?
No, I do not.
Right. I am never going back.
Then don't take down scores.
I do what I do best. I take scores. You do what you do best, trying to stop guys like me.
So you never wanted a regular type life?
The fuck is that? Barbecues and ball games?
Yeah.
This regular type life, that your life?
My life? No, my life. No, my life's a disaster zone. I got a stepdaughter so fucked up because her real father's this large type asshole. I got a wife. We're passing each other on the downslope of a marriage, my third. Because I spend all my time chasing guys like you around the block. That's my life.
Guy told me one time, don't let yourself get attached to anything you are not willing to walk out on in 30 seconds flat if you feel the heat around a corner. Now, if you're on me and you gotta move when I move, how do you expect to keep a marriage?
Well, that's an interesting point. What are you, a monk?
I have a woman.
What do you tell her?
I tell her I'm a salesman.
So then if you spot me coming around that corner, you're just gonna walk out on this woman? Not say goodbye?
That's the discipline.
That's pretty vacant. No?
Yeah, it is what it is. It's that or we both better go do something else, pal.
I don't know how to do anything else.
Neither do I.
I don't much want to either.
Neither do I.
You know, I have this recurring dream. I'm sitting at this big banquet table, and all the victims of all the murders I ever worked are sitting at this table, and they're staring at me with these black eyeballs because they got eight ball hemorrhages from the head wounds. And there they are, these big balloon people, because I found them 2 weeks after they'd been under the bed. The neighbors reported the smell. And there they are, all of them just sitting there.
What do they say?
Nothing.
No talk?
None. Just, they don't have anything to say. See, we just look at each other. They look at me, and that's it. That's the dream.
I have one where I'm drowning, and I gotta wake myself up and stop breathing while I die in my sleep.
You know what that's about?
Yeah, having enough time.
Enough time to do what you want to do?
That's right.
You doing it now?
Not yet.
You know, we're sitting here. You and I are like a couple of regular fellas. You do what you do, I do what I gotta do. And now that we've been face to face, if I'm there and I gotta put you away, I won't like it. But I'll tell you, if it's between you and some poor bastard whose wife you're gonna turn into a widow. Brother, you are going down.
There's a flip side to that coin. What if you do got me boxed in? Then I gotta put you down. 'Cause no matter what, you will not get my way. We've been face to face, yeah. But I will not hesitate, not for a second.
Maybe that's the way it'll be. Or, who knows?
Well, maybe we'll never see each other again.
Yes, the stones are coming to face her now. No, I'd like to believe this nervousness will pay. It's all the stones that I've thrown off building up a wall. I hear fear come, cumbersome. Too wrong or too right, today or tonight. Too rich or too poor, she's wanting me less and I'm wanting her more. Let her taste this cumbersome. Reconcile the past, resurrect those bridges with an ancient glance. But my old stone face can't seem to break her down. She remembers bridges and burns them to the ground. I have become cumbersome to my girl. Too right, today or tonight. Cumbersome. Too rich or too poor, she's wanting me less and I'm wanting her more. Better taste this cumbersome.
Decide for yourself between what is won and what is lost. Regardless of the balance, she's in your head. Dreams have become one. Regardless of the balance, life has become cumbersome. Let's go, no, 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 no.
forgot Kelly's birthday again.
So? Bundys don't celebrate birthdays. Oh, sure, it causes irreparable emotional scars, but save a few bucks in presents. Bud, are you thinking what I'm thinking?
Luscious Hooters.
No, I wasn't thinking that. I should have been. But... I was thinking about your sister's birthday, and we're missing a grand opportunity here.
I guess I'll have to say this album is dedicated to you. Although perhaps I may not be happy, this is what you want, so I've conceded. I would make you happy. There's a lot of truth in it, baby. I don't think I'll have many regrets, baby. Things didn't have to be the way they was, baby. You don't have the right to use a son of mine. Keep me in line. One thing I can't do without is the boy God gave to both of us. I'm so happy, ah, for the son of mine. So here it is. I hope you enjoy. Reminisce. Be happy. Think about the kisses, the joy. But there were those other moments too. The times of cloudy and gray. Taught me that was life. May love ever possess you. May peace come into your life. May you always think of me the way I was. I was your baby. This is what you wanted. Here, dear,
my dear,
here it is.
Here, my dear, here it is.
Love. Summer's almost gone. Summer's almost gone. Almost gone. Summer's almost gone. Where will we be when the summer's gone? Morning found us calmly unaware. Noon burned gold into our hair. At night we swam the laughing sea. Summer's gone. Where will we be? Where will we be? Where will we be?
Winter is coming on.